This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Roger, you got some big news. We're going to break in 6 minutes and some states to join us. A lot of folks are tuning in now. It's a no man's land. What else is on your scope, on your radar in the world? With the Democrats crashing and burning with 257 days out from the election, what do they do to extricate themselves?
Well, they clearly need this war as a distraction, because between energy prices, the so-called supply chain problem, most grocery stores now in Florida, there are many foodstuffs, things you can't buy, you can't find. I'm sorry, in the richest, most prosperous country in the world, I refuse to believe that there are a shortage of, say, chicken wings, not buying it. We are on the verge of a Canadian-type situation, which our Justice Department is out of control, has been unduly politicized. There was a piece in the Washington Post yesterday trying to debunk the absolute fact that Hillary Clinton got caught red-handed by John Durham, the special counsel, spying on Trump. I love this. Michael Sussman, who was one of Hillary's henchmen, who was busted by Durham, complains about the prejudicial media and the politicized charges filed by Durham. Perhaps he never read the files, the charges filed against me by Robert Mueller. Let me remind you, I was going to be found guilty of mail fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy against the United States, money laundering millions of dollars, unauthorized access to a computer, trafficking in stolen data, misprison of a felony, accessory to a felony after the fact. Mueller told multiple federal judges he had probable cause to charge me for all of those crimes. He found no evidence whatsoever of any of those crimes. Without unlimited financing and legal authority, they could find no crime, so they fashioned the crime of lying about Russian collusion. Now, let's be logical. You cannot lie about something that did not happen. The judge said specifically, I lied to cover up for Donald Trump's involvement in Russian collusion. And that never happened. So my charges in the 2-year hell that I went through, in which I was vilified, smeared, threatened, obviously bankrupted, gagged, lynched, and then subjected to a Soviet-style show trial, The Democrats are now squealing that Hillary and her cohorts are being subjected to prejudicial media and presidential charges from Durham. But let me come to the bottom line, and it's a sad one, Alex. Durham has purposely run out the clock. Hillary Clinton is not going to be prosecuted. He's going to conclude that she and her retinue convicted were guilty of multiple crimes. He's also going to say that he is time barred by the statute of limitations from prosecuting her. That's why I'm seriously thinking about a class action suit to sue Hillary. I'd probably try to get General Flynn, maybe even Paul Manafort and others to join me.
And Roger, that's the big news. So I want all the 300 plus radio stations. We probably have 100 right now that carry this no man's land, because some don't want to carry news. So they asked us like 15 years ago, hey, just do that first 5 minutes. We do. But I want to join the other probably 200 stations aren't carrying this. That is a big announcement, so save that for a minute. What else you want to cover when we come back?
Lawsuit today against Adam Schiff and the January 6th committee. They are, on the basis of no evidence whatsoever, they are seeking all of my cell phone records. I'm going to federal court to block that. It's a fishing expedition. There's no probable cause.
Believe me, they're doing it to me. They're doing it to our whole crew. The listeners have no idea how much this costs.
The costs are astronomical. So I want to talk about that lawsuit, and I want to talk about holding them accountable. It's time for us to sue them. It's time for us to see all of John Podesta's emails, at least the ones we didn't see that were dumped by WikiLeaks, which we had nothing to do with, which were absolutely accurate and very embarrassing.
I totally agree. I'll say this very slowly to listeners. I know they're smart, but I want to sink in with all this other news. They're building the whole basis of their globalist world government takeover on that we're all terrorists on January 6th and this harassment. So once they're done beta testing it on Roger and I and Joe Biggs and Stuart Rhodes, once they're done doing that, it's going to be everybody. And you can see that now. They admit that. This is their attempted Soviet takeover of America. So this is a big issue that people aren't focused on. But we're going to talk about it in 60 seconds with the one and the only Roger Stone. I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off. Invasion. One thing Biden said was true. I guess clocks, even when they're broken, are right twice a day. This is history. But we'll get to that next segment. Open the phones up. Take your calls for several hours. Got so much big breaking news. But Roger Stone is here with massive January 6th intel and information and why this is so important, how they're planning a civil emergency like Trudeau has done here in America, and how we need to get on the offense peacefully, legally, lawfully against this. Roger Stone, you've got some big news for all the stations that just joined us.
So let's be very clear. Our goal when we went to Washington on January 5th and 6th was to win a 10-day delay in the certification of the election of Joe Biden to leave time for closer examination and investigation of extensive irregularities in the voting in Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and elsewhere. That is not seditious. It is not illegal. It is not treasonous. It's exactly what Hillary did in 2016. You may not remember this, Alex, but Hillary demanded and John Podesta demanded that they make a special presentation to the Electoral College to try to stave off the certification of Donald Trump's election. Nobody jumped up and down and screamed treason or sedition there. So the people who broke into the Capitol, that action was counterproductive to what we were trying to achieve. We were trying to achieve something perfectly legal under our system. Beyond that, however, just questioning the election results in a speech, in a podcast, on a show like InfoWars, whether you're the President of the United States or whether you're Alex Jones or whether you're Roger Stone or whether you're Joe Smith, it's perfectly legal. It's constitutionally protected speech. Jerry Nadler questioned the election of Donald Trump in 2016. Now, we thought he was a jackass, but we never called him a traitor when he did that. So we have two different sets of a standard here. The most important thing to announce today is that I received a subpoena for all of my cell phone records in November, January, and December this past 3 months. And I filed a lawsuit only hours ago against Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence over the House January 6th committee. This is a fishing expedition. This is yet another witch hunt. One of the lawsuits, one in which I'm actually not a plaintiff, was upheld last week because the judge ruled that because I had spoken to Donald Trump post-election and because I had come in contact with members of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, that it was reasonable to assume that additional discovery would turn up other evidence of wrongdoing. With all due respect, Judge, it will turn over nothing whatsoever. Nothing Zero. There is no there there. I went to Washington, as you did, Alex, and I exercised my First Amendment rights. I never advocated violence or insurrection or unlawfulness. In fact, doing so would have been completely counterproductive to what I went there for, which is to win a 10-day delay. So I have not only taken this action, but now, in all honesty, with the Durham report out and the clowns at the Washington Post trying desperately to spin it as if it didn't happen, I'm contemplating a massive class action lawsuit suing Hillary, Podesta, and all of them. You see, you can't sue the government. I can't sue Mueller or the corrupt prosecutors, no matter how corrupt their actions. You can't sue the FBI. They're immune from prosecution. But I can sue her and her retinue, and I'm seriously considering it. But I have to be honest with you. I can't even afford the lawsuit I filed this morning. I had to promise the lawyers who filed it that I would go out and raise the money to pay them, because the till at the Stone Defense Fund is empty. It's empty because it's been eaten up with the six other harassment lawsuits I have to defend about. And the fact that, frankly, in terms of my own ability to make money, I've been paying for my wife's alternative cancer care, which is effective but not inexpensive. So,
and Roger, let me expand on this. We're running out of money. You're running out of money. And this is the critical time in the battle. You know, the whole group coming after us, the Democratic Party, is now trying to they have sued years ago the radio network I'm on that was not super profitable and has over 700 affiliates for their shows. But Ted was actually looking to offload it or just get out of it because he's not making any money. They just said, hey, just give us your network and we won't sue you. We want Alex Jones off the air. Next level stuff. And then I've got this. Look at this. They're running this ad every break. Megaphone for Conspiracy, the Alex Jones story. And they sent me the questions, Roger. And, like, literally most of the questions are 100% made up. 100% made up stuff. Though there's no truth to it. Just, like, it's so fantastical. And I guess CNN has no audience, but why do you think they're doing this?
Well, first of all, I want to point out they sent you the questions after their documentary was already made.
Okay.
Your questions your answers are irrelevant. But Alex, please remember Stone's greatest rule. The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
No, I totally agree with you, but here's another example. Sandy Hook families are requesting records of conversations between Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. Now they're harassing Joe Rogan like every American could be subpoenaed and have their data taken because Alex Jones questioned a shooting. It's just like January 6th. It's a giant witch hunt.
There is no question about it. But, Alex, we have no choice but to fight, and we can't fight if we are unarmed financially. So people need to go to stonedefensefund.com. Help me not only sue Adam Schiff and the January 6th committee, but help me sue Hillary Clinton and her retinue. I'm going to try to get Alex Jones and General Flynn and maybe even Paul Manafort to join me in that class.
Oh, I'm on board. I mean, I have to fight back. We have to do it. Stonedefensefund.com. People can find books, films, T-shirts, and more on your other site and find your podcasts and shows. Where do we find everything Roger Stone?
You can go to stonecoldtruth.com and go to the shop. You can get your iconic Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong T-shirt. That's the T-shirt I was arrested in by 29 heavily armed FBI agents. There may be some who argue, Alex, that we don't have ongoing damages. Actually, the censorship of me on social media platforms, because I'm alleged to be a Russian intelligence asset, that's an ongoing damage to me. The personal threats, the death threats... this is ongoing. So I'm happy to have filed this lawsuit today. I can't wait to have Adam Schiff, on the stand and under deposition. I'm sure he's going to seek to hide behind his congressional.
Let me tell you, that's breaking. You have, because we talked in the weekend, a few days ago, you have sued Schiff today.
We filed the lawsuit against Schiff and the members of the January 6th committee this morning to halt their attempts to achieve, to get my cell phone records for this past November, December, and January, because there's no probable cause. There's nothing there to find. By the way, I have nothing to hide. If they do win them, they're going to learn nothing other than that I talk occasionally to Alex Jones and that we're good friends. That proves precisely nothing.
Unbelievable. Nothing. Roger, thank you so much, and God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Great to be with you, Alex. And folks, please, go on InfoWars now, buy the products, go to Stone Defense Fund, get a product. This is the tip of the spear. They want to close InfoWars down so Roger Stone can't appear any place. Don't let him do it.
That's right. God bless you, Roger. We're going to come back with the number out and then take the calls and cover all the breaking news right now with this potential for worldwide war to break out. But you want people in the arena, folks. You want people to fight. You want people to tell the truth. Well, we can't do it without sponsors. We're not funded by George Soros. And that's why if I got all the money I needed in one plug a day, we'd do it. But I'm like a baby bird begging to be fed or I'm going to die. It's like, and I get Roger on because he's under the same attack. And you want us to stay in the game? You want us to stay in the fight? You want him to stay on Trump's ear and influence Trump to really fight tyranny? You got to keep us on air, folks. Our influence is just my influence, the show's influence, our guest influence is just exploding. And that makes the globalists and left get even madder and madder and madder because they haven't shut us down yet. But you're like gravity, keeping us in the sky. You hold us in place. You renew us second to second. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of great products, by the way. We're going to come back, get big breaking news, give the number out, and take your calls on this Thursday, February 24th, Global Transmission. InfoWars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
October, and I'd said back in November and December, we'll play those clips here in a minute, that my sources said by late February at the latest, that's word for word, that you would see Russia and China move in. And, you know, I love the Twitter comments. Most of them are positive, but some are negative. Like, he's definitely an insider. He's definitely a Fed. He's definitely Illuminati. How's he know this? Well, if you spent your time for 28 years being on air, reading books and documents and we're covering real issues, then you get successful and you meet all the thinkers and then they call you and tell you stuff. I told people that one of the richest people out there told me this and that military sources confirmed it. Elon Musk came out separately and said, look for the stock market to crash in February. Said that about a month after I first started talking about it. I mean, Elon was right here in Austin. Think it was Elon I was talking to? No, it wasn't him. Listen, the point is that it's not about Hollywood where I sit here and I name drop and it's, oh, I'm in with the cool group. I was freaked out when I told you in October that I was out to dinner with some folks, very famous. They said, we heard this. What do you think? And I said, let me make some calls. And I made some calls, very smart people. They said, yeah, that's what we're here as well. How do you know that? Not many people know that. Well, when you're at this level, you get to know all that. And so the issue isn't about, oh, look, I was right. Alex Jones is Nostradamus. Most of this stuff we already know because the globalists brag about it. And I'm telling you how to learn this stuff on your own. And it's beautiful. I got a big example of this right here. But I'm going to give the number to us so we can start taking your calls here. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. But I want to give people that are in Europe, in Ukraine, in Poland, in Russia, in Belarus, anywhere in that area of Europe, I want to ask the listeners to be polite in the first round. We'll see if we get some calls. We probably will. From Ukraine, from Belarus, from Poland, from those other areas, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what you think about the situation. The country code to call, if you're, the 1-800 number won't work where you're at, is 01-512-646-1776. That's 01-512-646-1776 or 877-789-2539. But let me show you this, and then we'll go to break in 6-7 minutes, come back and take your calls. This is what folks are putting out on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere, and it's going viral. And you can look it up. It's true. I don't just believe what people put out. The World Economic Forum. Countries where the prime minister is a member of the World Economic Forum, and it's basically every country in Western Europe, except for Spain and Portugal. That's a real cult. That's what we're up against. Here's an example in Canada. How many people get the premiers of all these different areas, members of parliament, conservative party, liberal parties, You've got the prime minister, the deputy prime minister, a bunch of the cabinet. It's all them. And they brag it's them. So see, how did Theo Fleury, I don't know who this is, how did Theo Fleury know this? He must be an insider. The CIA must have come and... No, he went and looked it up. And he went and made a graphic. And you can go look it up. It's true. See, you can do it yourself. You can go get a piece of property and grow corn on it. You could have an oil painting. You could go pick up a nice girl, take her out, have fun with her, get married to her, and have kids. You could do something. But, oh, Alex Jones has got magic help from the magic elves of the whatever. No, I'm self-made, working with other great people that are self-made that want to fight tyranny. So I attack the fact that I've been proven right about a lot of stuff because I'm magically given something. Dude, we ain't operating on welfare around here. We're not operating on people giving us a step up. We picked ourselves up. And I raise that not to talk about me and who I am and how great I am, but the people out there on the internet that don't get, they could go know all this too. And as soon as people figure out how valuable it is, just from a business point of view, like I don't own any stock because I'm not going to get into some insider trade deal. But I knew Joe Rogan was going to Spotify 6 months before he did. Didn't tell anybody, didn't buy any stock, didn't do it. Went up 50% or whatever in one day. And I told you there's going to be a war in February for my sources. And I said, you should get positioned. I don't own stock, but you should. I did that because I wanted to show you how the real world works so you would get into this and stop letting other people monopolize understanding of how the world works. The way we beat the bad guys is getting the good people to wake up and figure out how the world really works. And that's what InfoWars is not be at the little kids' table at Thanksgiving or Christmas, but at the adult table. This is the adult table. Let's play a couple of these clips where we predict all this in October, November, and December of last year. Here it is. We are not just here talking about what they've already done to us. We must ask ourselves, how would they carry out such a mass extermination operation that's already killed millions worldwide with these deadly shots that are soft-kill binary weapons? How would they get away with this? And the answer is, a massive financial collapse, a war, and so you got the IMF saying imminent global financial collapse. They've never talked like that. That means they're obviously trying to trigger that. And, oh, imminent cyber attack. Oh, and imminent war with Russia. So I guess China can then swoop into Taiwan, Hong Kong. They already got Hong Kong. The South China Sea. They're saying they own part of Vietnam now. And I don't want a war. But we're looking at a giant war in February right now. Currently, that's the projections with the top people on the earth who claim they're not with the New World Order Combine. Is war in February. And this is the type of time, like right before World War I, right before World War II, when everything kicks off. And I hope that doesn't happen. But currently, that is the trajectory we're on. And there is a consensus on that. So there you go, folks. And why was Alex Jones right? Because Alex Jones did his homework. Not because it was work. I mean, you start reading all the history stuff that's out there, it's fascinating. So while full-grown men are watching Marvel comics and imaginary battles and all this crap, I'm actually learning how the world really works and saying, wow, there's this evil group that's betting everything on us not knowing their plans. The damn plans are right there. Oh, no, he's got a secret contact. He's got a blah, blah. Well, that wasn't true when I first researched their own stuff. It was books they wrote. But now I'm at the level where I do get all those contacts. And then I tell you because I believe in you. So take the info instead of saying he's a fan. He's evil. Why do you give it to us? Because you don't want to have to take action, do you? You want to be a jellyfish.
2 life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life.
All right, we've gotten some calls from Canada and Australia, but no calls from Ukraine, no calls from Germany, Poland, Russia. So we're going to open the phones up for everybody right now. We've got Clayton and Grant and Daniel that are not in the U.S. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But let's talk about brass tacks here, ladies and gentlemen. Do I like watching wars? Do I like watching invasions? Absolutely not. Did NATO ship weapons into Ukraine and have a proxy war for the last 8 years with Russia? Yes. Did Putin say you will not recognize Ukraine into NATO, which he had intel they were about to do, or I'm going to invade? And they wouldn't do it, so he invaded. And he has done it. And I'll give credit where it's due. Blinken and Biden and all his controllers did not lie about this. People lie to you constantly, and it's almost always a lie. You tend to not listen to anything they say. But, you know, I said back in October, I said Russia's probably going to invade Ukraine. But then when Blinken and them are like, it's guaranteed, I'm like, these are such damn liars. Can Satan tell the truth? Maybe the Bible says he can quote scripture and masquerade as an angel of light. So here we are. But I know this. We've had over a million people the last couple of years die of fentanyl, and that's just the ones that get listed as that. I know our southern borders are completely wide open. I know the Mexican border has been smashed open, and millions of people from all over the world, by boat and by plane and by you name it, go to Guatemala and other areas. We'll show you some of the B-roll of that. Everybody knows about the border. They know about everything that happened. You know, Owen Schroyer in San Antonio showing the big masses of the illegals coming in, and you know, people down on the border as well. And so we're here watching all this unfold. We're here watching this as it takes place. And then we're told that the borders of Ukraine are the most holy thing in the world, and that the Russians shouldn't be there, when the people controlling and running our country when the very sovereignty of our nation is being erased in front of the planet. And here's the bottom line. It isn't just that they don't care and broke the border. It's that the globalists, the UN, have told the third world to come here. They have shut down the third world. They've been in years of lockdowns to then flush them up here to be now political pawns, a new permanent underclass of the globalists, making us the third world. Not to empower the third world, but to permanently use these masses of people they've been exploiting as an invasion force they control. And so the invasion of the Russians to secure their interest and destroy military hardware that the West gave some of the Ukrainians to attack Russia, I understand why Russia did that. Doesn't mean I agree with it. But you don't have military hardware streaming across the border of the U.S. to secure U.S. infrastructure. No, from NATO. We have the globalists bringing people in that are dependent to use our social safety network to steal a bunch of money into the leftist movements and then implode the country itself. So they're running up Russian flags on top of government buildings in Ukraine, and it looks like Putin is taking the whole country. And boy, all the threats of NATO, all the threats of Biden, all the big talk, all of it doesn't matter anymore, does it? So I ask you, is Putin invading America? Is Putin devaluing the dollar? You know, they're saying on the news, inflation is all because the years of inflation, the trillions that have been printed up, all of that now suddenly, overnight, 2 days ago, is the Russians. And make no mistake, cutting off Russian oil and gas to the world is going to increase prices. And the Russians cutting their fertilizer off, that is going to cause more inflation. But that's like adding fuel onto a fire that's already going. The fire was started by the globalists. And there's a lot of articles that get this. And there's a good article by Brandon Smith of Alt Market. It's on Infowars.com. Ordered out of chaos, how the Ukraine conflict is designed to benefit the globalists. It's a very good article. And that's why an angrier world, a collapsing world, a two-year lockdown doubled the profits of the average billionaire. Double their net worth on average, more than just profits, because they control the crisis. Putin will get richer. Klaus Schwab will get richer. They'll all get richer, and now they use this crisis to do what they want. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. All right, for the rest of this hour and the next hour, I want to go to your phone calls now. We've got a lot of great callers here. Chris in North Dakota, Daniel in Toronto, Canada, Mahmed in Florida, Tim in Texas, Grant in Australia, Steve in South Carolina, Brian in Texas, Andrew in Texas, Clayton in Canada. No calls from Europe, but that's okay, I understand. Let's go ahead and take a call from Australia, on the other side of the world. Grant in Australia, thanks for calling. You're our first caller today. What do you make of all this?
Alex, hi. It's pretty intense, isn't it?
It's wild. First, folks were saying, oh, this isn't a very strong invasion. The footage I'm seeing is it's full scale.
Yeah. So I've heard there was a news report that Australia, that war with Ukraine started. So, but you asked people to call in about things that they felt were important. So I've sort of called in about that. Sorry for about the ums. So the main point that I want to make is I've been writing letters to my local members and to my government officials discussing the global corporate's plans that they've published to throw government under the bus when they institute their medical technocracy, one world government. So I've been doing that. I think that's pretty important. Let them know where they stand in their outcomes.
Well, that's beautiful because that's the key piece of the equation they don't want is governments that are on the payroll of the WTO and the UN need to get, they're being set up for the fall. They're selling their country out. They're not building some great utopia.
Yeah, that's I think that's pretty important. So also Australia Post has stopped processing international parcels. So I can't get my InfoWars products now. I'm rationing what I've got out because, you know, I don't know when I'll be able to get them. So I've started to, like, donate to InfoWars because I figure if there's anything that's going to get Australia Post processing those parcels, it's keeping you guys on the air with donations because I can't get the products.
Well, that's it, brother. Yeah, Australia, as you know, is really getting clamped down. But I've seen a big pushback. When do you think they're going to back off? Most of the other countries are backing off.
Yeah, so, well, we've had a bit of a, apparently, I don't watch regular news. It makes me feel sick. Some people were saying that in my area, that we don't have to wear masks from today. So, but I'm just waiting for them to ratchet back on even harder.
Oh, exactly. Now that they know they built enough opposition to send them to prison, they back off knowing we're nice people and we'll kind of go away. No, now we got to push harder than ever to expose them. And I'm glad you raised that. I haven't hit the COVID news yet. It's so huge. I'm going to finish up calls, and then I'm going to get to that. Thank you so much, sir. Folks, here's the big news. And it's all over the place, but it's not getting a lot of attention. Another major insurance company, this time in Germany, came out and said they see similar numbers to the major U.S. insurance companies that are seeing a 40-plus percent increase in death after the vaccines in 18 to 64. That's working age. And then it gets even more insane. A major scientific group scanned the virus, completely confirmed it's man-made. The whole thing's man-made.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Theories. He will just straight up lie. Could he be a threat to American democracy?
There is a war for your mind.
The Alex Jones Story, Sunday at 9.
You know you don't get the answers over at CNN.
I won't get to get what I'm after.
Till you tune into InfoWars.
I die.
Ha, ha, ha. You ask Bobby Dylan. You asked the Beatles. You didn't ask us.
Cause I never smile. As I ran back to home, you want to shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man.
Woo! They call me the seeker. Gentlemen, we are back live taking your phone calls, but Biden just started speaking, so please be patient, callers. I love you. Larissa and Virginia and everybody else, I'm going to get to you in a moment, but let's hear some of Biden, if he can get his words strung together. Here it is.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Good afternoon. The Russian military has begun a brutal assault on the people of Ukraine. Without provocation, without justification, without necessity, this is a premeditated attack. Vladimir Putin has been planning this for months, as we've been saying all along.
Like shutting Keystone down?
He moved more than 175,000 troops, military
equipment, millions invade the U.S.
along the Ukrainian border.
Put up at the border?
He moved blood supplies into position.
You mean pedophiles?
And build a field hospital.
You funded Black Lives Matter to burn down cities.
Which tells you all you need to know about his intentions.
That's all
along.
We need to know about you.
He rejected every good faith effort the United States and our allies and partners made to address our mutual
every good faith effort, shipping $5 billion of weapons
dialogue, to avoid needless conflict and avert human suffering.
Oh, yeah, the U.S. government didn't do any of that.
For weeks, we have been warning that this would happen. And now, it's unfolding largely as we predicted.
And I love how they do the sign language, the virtue signal, when all TVs and phones have closed captions. It's just some weird leftist thing like, look, we don't just have him talking, we do this, so you feel like we're inclusive. Look, we're good, we added that.
Cyber attacks against Ukraine.
It's called BS.
We saw a staged political theater in Moscow, outlandish and baseless claims that Ukraine was about to invade and launch a war against Russia. That Ukraine was prepared to use chemical weapons. Ukraine committed a genocide.
This is everything
without
they say.
Any evidence. We saw a flagrant violation of international
law. Iraq?
And it's a unilateral.
You know, even if Putin's bad, well, let's just say he is, for the point of debate, everything he's doing is what he learned from America. False flags, lying, saying there's WMDs. I mean, he learned that from Obama and Clinton and W. Continue.
We create two new so-called republics on sovereign Ukrainian territory.
If possible. Sovereign, the left teaches no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And we don't have borders and they shouldn't exist. But now sovereign Ukrainian territory, which was part of Russia for 1,000 years. Continue.
And at the very moment that the United Nations Security Council was meeting to stand up for Ukraine's sovereignty, to stave off invasion, Putin declared his war. Within moments, missile strikes began to fall on historic cities across Ukraine. Then came the air raids.
Pause. American historic cities get pulled down. American historic monuments get pulled down. American plays and books get banned. Oh, but now history matters when it's military equipment being blown. I'm not even defending Putin. I'm just, this vomit, this diarrhea spraying out of his mouth is too much to handle. Continue.
Followed by tanks and troops rolling in. We've been transparent with the world. We've shared declassified evidence about Russia's plans and cyber attacks and false pretexts so that there could be no confusion or cover-up about what Putin was doing. Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war. And now he and his country.
Yeah, if I move in on your doorstep and I just say, I'm going to live on your porch now, and then I aim a machine gun at you when you walk out your door every day, it's actually true. If you finally walked out and punched the dude in the face and aims a machine gun at you, you're the aggressor. I mean, really? Does anybody buy this crap? It's just not true. In all the videos, we're going to kick Russia's ass. We're going to blow them up. Oh, the State Department tweeting photos. We just delivered 1,000 anti-aircraft missiles. We just delivered 500 today. We're delivering more next week of javelins. We're going to blow your tanks up. We're going to frickin' take your ass out. On the doorstep, like in your face, I'm going to kick your ass. 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 Over. I mean, you do that long enough, man. Okay, we're going to kick my ass, but I ain't going to sit here and take it. And, of course, usually what the guy saying to kick your ass doesn't get the ass kicked. He gets his ass kicked. And that's where this is all going, folks, with this idiot. Let's continue.
Bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to
I can't
Russia.
Listen anymore of it. And, of course, Klaus Schwab loves that because that'll just shut down the economy more. And I wish Russia wouldn't have invaded. And I wish they wouldn't have done their counter-sanctions. It's going to hurt everybody. But we are now here. Now, let me treat you to Pelosi, where she's saying a country in a whole different area of Europe is Ukraine. She doesn't even know the country of Ukraine. And she says a totally different country. Here it is.
Some of the leadership of... if you look at the map and you see Hungary and you see how it is encircled, Russia, Belarus, Crimea, which they have taken over, but have, you know, it's still a danger now to Ukraine. And then you see Poland and Romania and all of those countries just abutting that Russian influence.
So you heard Russia invaded Hungary, right? What do you think foreign leaders think when they see a literal witch who's obviously on 4 or 5 Adderall and a gallon of vodka, doesn't know what planet she's on, is a Chinese puppet, and she's saying Putin invaded Hungary? That is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and that's why our country and our world is in so much trouble. All right, we got loaded phones. I'll at least get to these 11 calls. Who's been holding the longest? Would that be Larissa in Virginia? No, that would be Tim in Texas. Tim in Texas has got friends that live in Ukraine. He's got his take on it. What do you think?
Hello?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Hi, Alex. I have a cousin over in Ukraine, and the fact of the matter is what's going on over there, we know it's terrible. And I told him I was on hold with you, and he wanted me to personally ask you, why do you keep banning accounts off your band.video? He does all this research about the truth about your...
Listen, brother, I appreciate your call. We don't screen your calls, and we don't screen stuff on band.video. There's like some keywords and things that are banned, like the N-word and stuff, and, you know, calling for killing people and stuff. Believe me, I don't have people even on band.video. It's like algorithm thing of words of like kill, you know, murder with another word. So in the middle of these wars starting with all this happening, you call in to give us your take on this war starting, and it's about how we're censoring people. Fine, if it makes you feel morally superior, I censor everybody. In fact, I love CNN. I love Brian Stelter. I'm censoring everybody constantly, sir. No, but none of that's true. I can't even check the messages on my phone. I don't have time to hardly update my insurance. I've got a tiny crew here. We're not peering at band.video. But does band.video get slow sometimes? Does it lock up sometimes? Because I'll see like comments like, why am I being censored? Why am I being censored? Why am I being censored? Because your thing didn't go right through. Sorry, we're not instant gratification like Google. Don't worry, we may not be here soon, and you won't have us to kick around. The little babies that call in sometimes. And my cousin, he can't comment because you're censoring him. You're on air, jackass. You can talk. You can say what you want. You're not being censored. You liar. That is my cardinal rule, man. I had a talk show host worked here. I fired him because he was on air saying he was censored. May I be struck down by lightning if I ever censor that person. On my children, I didn't. But that's all they've got is they're censored by Alex Jones because that's the ultimate thing. Oh, they're pure and you're bad and you're censoring them. And all they try to do is use the comments to set us up and send me to jail. They try to put porn links on there, child porn links on there, all this crap. But we still battle to get you the comments on InfoWars and Band.video. But it ain't good enough for the big man that called up. Because he's better than Alex Jones. He's pure. He's good. He confronts the Alex Jones that he's trying to stop the people. What a load of hell. Ah! Thanks for waking me up, though. Hour number 3, your phone calls and more. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.